Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 29th day of July, 2010. We have a power-packed transmission lined up for you today. A member of the Icelandic Parliament, Birgitta Jones-Dottir, who we're a big fan of and who has done great work fighting the bankers over there, is going to join us because she's got a lot of inside info on WikiLeaks, and we're still trying to gauge the exact nature of this. She's joining us for 40 minutes in the next hour. Then we have Ray McGovern popping in for 30 on WikiLeaks, but more importantly, we're going to spend most of our time with the former high-level CIA analyst to Reagan and Bush Sr. talking about the green lighting of an attack on Iran. Is it a full green light? Are they preparing to green light it? We'll get his intel from D.C. coming up. After that, in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, we're going to have Phil Berg, the lawyer, the father of the birther movement, will be joining us as well to give us updates on those issues. But in the first hour and 20 minutes of the broadcast today, for this hour and 20 minutes into the next before Birgitta joins us, it is just a total information overload of key information on so many fronts, and I will cover all of these stacks I have. But first off, I was browsing Infowars.com further down the page and reading articles that we had linked to in the last 3 or 4 days that I hadn't had time to look at, and I saw one about raids on health food stores in Southern California, and I watched the surveillance camera footage of a health food store selling goat milk that you can buy right here in Austin, and they raided them with guns and were screaming at them and pointing guns at people at a health food store, at hippies that wouldn't hurt a fly. And it just illustrates how out of control the federal and state governments are. This was a federal slash state slash local police raid, and it just got me so hot. So that is going to be coming up later in this hour. There's no audio on the video, but it's linked up on Infowars.com. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we'll be playing the surveillance camera footage. And for radio listeners, I'll be describing it. But you can go to Infowars.com and go to the story from the Los Angeles Times. Headline, Raw Food Raid Highlights a Hunger. And I'm seeing reports like this around the country every week or two, where you'll have a family of farmers selling eggs and watermelons out on the side of the road, and they send an undercover officer to buy eggs and watermelons, and they arrest them for not supposedly paying sales tax, or they arrest them for selling eggs or milk or cheese, or they raid their homes, and they're harassing the Amish now. And it just illustrates the fact that Prudential and other insurance companies are in a detailed Bloomberg report. Got to say, I don't like Mayor Bloomberg, but I really like Bloomberg, his company. I mean, the news, the investigative reports they put out dwarf anything I'm seeing in the world. And time again, they report things we already know, but they're the only mainstream outlet to detail it. And it's how Prudential and others are swindling, and it's admittedly illegal. They take out insurance policies on troops, and then when the troops get killed, they don't even pay any of the insurance to the families, and they send them a letter to basically steal the money from them, to manipulate them. And then now that they might pay a fine that's a tiny fraction, it's not just Prudential, it's others, according to Bloomberg. It's just these banks and insurance companies are criminals. And they run the government. They're the ones setting up this whole new world order. So that's coming up. I also have talked a lot in the last decade about Google being an NSA front and actually being a crystal ball to tell the future. That's not my words. I've read that in declassified Pentagon documents. But here it is in Wired magazine today. Google openly announces they can tell the future. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. It is Thursday, the 29th day of July, 2010. And we again have a jam-packed radio transmission for you today. Member of the Icelandic Parliament to talk about WikiLeaks and a lot more because she's worked with them. Birgitta Jones Dottier pops in the second half of the next hour. Then Ray McGovern and Phil Berg, extremely informative information. Of course, Phil Berg, attorney, the founder of the Birther Movement, which is continuing to pick up steam despite media disinformation and demonization. And Ray McGovern, high-level CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., will get his inside scoop on the green lighting of the attack on Iran. But in the next hour and 20 minutes or so, before the guests start joining us today, we've got a lot of news to cover and a short time to get there. So let me just do this. Let me just read the headlines, just the headlines, and then I'm going to go back through it in more detail. But just to give you an idea what we're dealing with. White House proposal would ease FBI access to records of Internet activity. ISPs, your personal computers, everything, no Fourth Amendment. And it says right here in the first paragraph, without warrants, just the complete end of the Fourth Amendment. And I was driving into work this morning. In fact, I'm tempted to call KLBJ 590 because I'm friends with them. They carry the show and get them to get me that call that came in at about 10:25. In fact, will you guys call Thomas McDonald? His number is in my phone. He actually called me yesterday. And call him and ask if he can MP3 us. That lady saying, I want to give up my liberty for freedom. I want the FBI to search all our computers. This Constitution is bad. It's going to allow the terrorists to attack us, and we've got to, you know, let the government do whatever it wants. And I just wanted to scream at her. In fact, I was actually yelling at the radio and telling her, lady, governments are always what is most dangerous. This government is so corrupt, has been caught lying so many times, is run by such corrupt corporations that have hijacked it. What are you talking about? The entire Homeland Security apparatus was built and designed and is pointed at the American people. That's on record. But she is just the perfect example. I've got to get that call. I've got to get that call and play it here on air, because she was just as stupid and mindless as the woman who I interviewed in London at a vegetable and fruit stand right outside one of the places that got bombed. And I walk up to her and I talk about how the police had killed an innocent man just a few days after the attack, execution style. And she said, well, I think we should give up our liberty for freedom. What an oxymoron. This woman I heard today was even stupider than that, and she illustrates everything we're fighting, how these sheeple just love to be slaves. But I'm sorry, I'd read the headlines. I'm already digressing here. White House proposal would ease FBI access to records of Internet activity. And then you read the article. It says no longer have any warrants. Look at this incredible Google story out of Wired magazine. Headline, exclusive, Google CIA invest in future of web monitoring in live time. CIA tracking everything you do live time. No warrants, no nothing. Now listen to this first line. I'm going to get back into this later, but how many times have you heard me talk about this? Word for word. And I've gotten a lot of people making jokes about it on the web and saying I'm crazy. They won't go research my facts. They just say I'm lying. The investment arm of the CIA, Incutel, and Google are both backing a company that monitors the web in real time and says it uses the information to predict the future. That's what all of this is about. RFID, face scanning cameras, they're already doing it. They are already predicting mass movements to upwards of 99% and individual movements up to 93%. And that's what they admit. They know what you're going to do before you do it. That's what this is really all about. And Google is the NSA. Here's another key article. Seven people have been entrusted with the keys to the entire Internet. Seven people can bring down the entire domain system and shut the web off in a matter of seconds. We're going to be covering that. Also out of NBC, details of 100 million Facebook users published online. Facebook had told them they would never share it if you wanted to be a private profile. Not anymore, because he thinks you're a bunch of dumb effers. Remember that quote? These dumb effers think they can trust me. They are such schmucks. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. And, of course, Facebook is admittedly CIA. Twitter is admittedly run by the State Department, which is the international conglomerate arm of the CIA. And it's just all about flaunting it in your face and trying to break your will. Here's another important report out of Alternet. Has the most common marijuana test resulted in tens of thousands of wrongful convictions? The answer is yes. It's all quackery, just like what we see going on with the old lie detector test. And so they're now replacing those with brain scanners and predictive pre-crime systems. So we'll be discussing all of that. And Kurt Nemo has got an excellent article that's up on Infowars.com right now that details this pre-crime so-called prediction system. The problem is they can put any false data they want into this and falsely claim that the system predicted that you were going to commit a crime. And that's the issue with this panopticon, is that we know governments will abuse it. We know the founding fathers warned us about this type of thing. And we know that they've been caught putting out disinfo as well. But Google and CIA fund political pre-crime technology. is the Kurt Nemo story that just went up on Infowars.com in the last 30 minutes, and we're going to be going over that as well today. In some of the other news, document leak, part of U.S. plot, says Pakistani ex-general with ties to the Taliban, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, Hamid Ghul, who again, a year and a half ago, came out and said that the West had staged the attacks in Mumbai. The head of Indian intelligence had said the same thing, and lo and behold, a year later, it came out in mainstream U.S. news that indeed the commander of the people that attacked the shopping mall in Mumbai, India, were government agents from the United States. So, but again, when that finally came out in the mainstream news, it was just a mere blurb. Should have been the top story. Instead, we know that Google and others that are NSA fronts pump the web with basically fake top search terms like Mel Gibson, Lindsay Lohan, LeBron James. They basically set the agenda for petty, mindless issues as one of their other control systems. I'm going to cover this more coming up later in the hour, but for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, let's just start playing some of that video for folks to be able to see it. This is, again, linked up on Infowars.com. Raw food raids highlights a hunger. Some people balk at restrictions on selling unprocessed milk and other foods. How can we not have the freedom to choose what we eat? One says regulators say rules exist for safety and fairness. And they come in to the health food store in the back door in their warehouse with their guns drawn. And when they see the hippies in there at the health food store, the officers point their guns at them and tell them, get on the floor. So they're going to expand the drug war into your farms and ranches. Big Agra is writing rules that will shut down all the small farms and ranches. And just they've raided farms that grow things like aloe vera, saying it can supposedly get you high. They want to make you have to get a prescription for vitamin C. It's all part of Codex Alimentarius, so that is coming up as well. Here's another one. White House backs bill to collect employee pay information from all businesses, the total tracking grid. Axe falls on National Health Services. They're massively slashing all different types of surgeries, basic health care, eye surgeries. They're saying get a cane, just like in Cuba. You don't get eye surgery. They say use a cane. You're 65. You're supposed to go start losing your eyesight. Get a cane, old lady. Get a cane, old man. NHS bosses have drawn up secret plans for sweeping cuts to services with restrictions on the most basic treatments for the sick and injured. Hope you enjoy the eugenics health care. Hope you enjoy the Malthusian health care, because it is here, and it's here big time. And I mentioned this at the very start of the show. We're going to get some guests on about this in the next week, because I'm really hot about this. And I'd read about this here and there, but this detailed 15-page report from Bloomberg is nothing less than stunning. Fallen soldiers' families denied cash as insurers profit. And then you read the article, and it talks about how these insurance companies take out insurance on troops, and then because they name the families as beneficiaries but write it up where they send them a blank checkbook saying, here's your money, it's in this account. But then it's a fake checkbook. When you go to cash them, the money's not good. And then they keep the money, and they're saying, well, since we're not FDIC, we're allowed to keep your money. And Walmart does this. They take insurance out on those greeters, and they have actuaries. They know statistically how many are going to die per year. People are like, oh, sweet, they're giving that 79-year-old lady who's had two heart attacks and cancer a job greeting people. No, they got $1 million or more of insurance on her, and she ain't, her family didn't get it. I mean, this is the pure evil. And these are the banks and insurance companies that run this nation. So we're going to be covering that more coming up later in the broadcast. And we also got three guests coming up. Brigitte Jones-Dottier, member of the Icelandic Parliament, Ray McGovern on the Iran attack, former CIA, and then, of course, attorney at law, the counselor Phil Berg, father of the birthers. It's all coming up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
By the way, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who sends us his columns to publish at Infowars.com, 2 days ago sent us The Year America Dissolved. And Drudge had that as his top link this morning. It's now moved down to the right-hand column, second story down. But amazing to have the Drudge Report link to a hardcore report forecasting the way this country could possibly collapse. Mexico has collapsed. North Korea has officially collapsed and is a failed state. And the bigger the empire and the more overextended it is, the worse the collapse will be. This is a serious problem and a real possibility. And under the story, we have two videos posted that I have produced especially on this subject. One of them from 2 weeks ago, Road Warrior level collapse imminent. And so it's important to go to the Drudge Report and get that story and send it out to everyone you know. We appreciate the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, linking to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com stories. Well, you know, I've talked a lot about this in the last decade because I remember reading Pentagon reports and others that we've cited where they said using search engines and using NSA data mining of your cell phone calls, where you travel, tracking your cell phone by GPS, using face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, that they can predict currently with over 93% accuracy where you're going to travel, what you're going to do just off of your past movements with your cell phone personal tracker system. And that's what the Telecommunications Act of 96 stated it was for. They can also dial in and listen to you without warrants, track you in real time. The CIA run, top secret America, fusion centers that are really federalization, internationalization centers. They, police can dial in real time and pinpoint exactly where you are. This is the control grid. But more importantly, with RFID and smart dust going into most of the products, they admit that it will create a Google-like searchability of not just cyberspace, but the real third dimension plane that we live on. And with the face scanning, the cell phone tracking, the transponders, with your Google searches, with your Yahoo searches, and now with the NSA routing all internet traffic through their hubs, all internet activity. And now most business is being conducted on the web. Everything's being integrated through the web. It is the worldwide wiretap. And they now admit this. But here is Wired Magazine today, Wired Online, exclusive. It's like saying exclusive. The sky is blue. But I guess it is exclusive for them. They just learned this. Exclusive. Google, CIA, invest in future of web monitoring. And it says the investment arm of the CIA and Google are both backing a company that monitors the web in real time and says it uses the information to predict the future. And, of course, this comes out of MIT. Google was founded out of MIT. NQTEL is a admitted CIA front. It's not even a front. They admit it's a CIA investment arm that's funded much of Google and other major systems, giving them government keyword software. It's NSA echelon search systems that Yahoo and Google and others are based on. And so they give these technologies that taxpayers paid to develop that were supposedly for the Cold War. They give these to select insider corporations, and then basically they just grow up together and control the infrastructure and architecture of the web. They're now phasing us into Internet 2, a fully controlled, censored control grid. But I want to throw out the problems with this. Number one, remember what they said 2 months ago in the Washington Post. They finally admitted it in Spy Talk column. The CIA said we fake bin Laden videos, and the famous bin Laden video is fake. We already knew that, but they admitted it. See, they can plant fake info. They can claim that the predictive pre-crime systems they've developed show that you're going to commit a crime. And the FBI is now saying they've shifted from responding to crime to fighting crime before it happens, or terror before it happens. And in this article, they go, oh, this former Special Forces commander just so happens to run this new company, and he's working with the CIA, kind of like a former Special Forces colonel runs the carbon tax initiative here in Austin. That was in the Statesman. Oh, he was with Special Ops and the CIA. This colonel now is going to run Austin and all the green jobs. That means taking over your property, your factory, everything. This is part of the infrastructure takeover, top secret USA, 854,000 private operatives with the highest level security clearance. We're going to talk about how it all integrates together and how this is a giant frame-up system straight ahead. It's not really a crystal ball. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. So, breaking this down, in the last 30 years, conservatively, there's been a covert, secret federal program to take over the state houses, the county sheriff's departments, the police departments, the city councils. The UN has been involved for at least 40 years with what they call mutualization or sister city deals, where, Austin has a sister city in Japan and Pittsburgh has a sister city with Russian cities. And they have these exchange programs, and they have these threat fusion centers. And then you find that the sheriffs, the police chiefs, are part of these international think tanks where they get vetted and chosen and in some cases sent for several years to be vetted in D.C. or at the U.N. Art Aceveda, it was in the Dallas Morning News, was vetted and recommended by the federal government to be the new police chief of Dallas. It's not clear if he's going to get that. But this is how they control everything. This is how they come in and take control of your city, your county, your state. You are supposedly the government. You are supposedly the sovereign. You are supposedly the people. But no, they're everywhere. And now they admit what we told you years ago, and it's a lot more than what the Washington Post says, 854,000 private spies. That's private spies, ladies and gentlemen, in the private sector. But if you look at these people, they're all former FBI, DEA, Special Forces, CIA, and other covert federal agencies. And then above that, if you look at who your city managers are in the big cities, they're almost all former Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup. Those are all private shareholders in the Federal Reserve. There's only six. And this is your government. It's run by banks. It's run by insurance companies, and then they bring in spies. They bring in people with high-level security clearances to sit in those government positions and corporate positions in your towns and cities so they can carry out their robberies and their crimes. I go back to this huge 15-page report from Bloomberg today. Fallen soldiers' families denied cash as insurers profit. And in the article, they admit that these insurance companies just keep the insurance policies, all of it, and the federal regulators say, that's okay, you're allowed to steal the money. I mean, this is just another example. Go read it for yourself how hardcore criminal these people are. But they run almost all your sheriffs and police chiefs and city managers, and they run the people for mayor, and they run it all. And they're going to keep raising your taxes, and they're going to pass laws to shut down your factories so only their buddies are allowed to have factories. This is monopoly, crony, fascism. This is a scientific corporate takeover. Now, going back to Google, this is so important. Here they are admitting that the CIA is funding. They already have this. This is just the public rollout. Oh, there's a private company. Google and the CIA are buying together, and it's going to track what you do on the web in real time, and it says predict the future. Let me show people on the document cam. Predict the future. Right there. Predict the future. But here's the issue. You then read further into this, and they've got a video on there. In fact, guys, grab that for me. In this Wired article, they've got a link to a YouTube put out by the CIA company, the CIA front. Not even a front. Again, they just admit it. Where they go, oh, we're tracking Al-Qaeda and Taliban terrorists on message boards and on the web and their emails, and we can predict when they're going to strike. There's just one big, giant problem with this. This is a government and a CIA that admittedly puts out fake Bin Laden and Adam Gadon videos. Admittedly. They admit they've done it now. They're like, oh, Mr. Jones, you're going to expose us? The public are such stupid slaves, we're going to admit to them in the Washington Post and Wired Magazine, a separate article about fake Adam Gadon videos 2 years ago. We're just going to admit we're lying to them. And so the whole thing's a lie. It says this software is to stop Al-Qaeda and Taliban. They would never want to stop their Wahhabist terror arm they've used to overthrow country after country, whether it's Kosovo or what's happening in Iran right now. They run these people. They created these people. So to say that this system is for them is a lie. Number one, it's pointed at you. We've got their internal MIAC and Homeland Security reports. It's for you, you, the average person, to understand what you're thinking, what you're doing, and how to counter you. So when they see a political trend, they can see it from far away with 20/20 vision and then start trying to sabotage it. They've got admitted cybersecurity disinfo systems where automatic troll computers go out when a story is trending and then they demonize and attack whoever the patriot is that's fighting the establishment. Or they can automatically generate disinfo. This is computerized information warfare against you, the American people. So, A, they claim this is for Taliban and Al-Qaeda. That's a complete lie. B, they're constantly putting fake data out. They're constantly having the CIA put fake videos out or go put fake statements on message boards that's taken as gospel from bin Laden. It's a microcosm of the WikiLeaks, which most of the 92,000 documents that have been put out and been, that the media's run with deals with, oh, Hamid Ghul, he's behind the terror attacks. Oh, Pakistan's running Al-Qaeda and Taliban. Well, Pakistan intelligence was run by the CIA and British intelligence and did create it. But they want to go into Pakistan now. So they use a leak that I believe they put out to sell all this. So they fill the web with disinfo. They claim, oh, look, there was this chatter. They tell the compartmentalized corporate and government and private sector people the lie that they can predict terror attacks. And then the police show up at your door saying the intel shows you're planning an attack from your activities, which they've been watching in real time, not even a pretense of having a Fourth Amendment. Just open, naked, total surveillance in live time. It is illegal to have the CIA doing this. It is illegal to have the FBI doing this. It is illegal to have them involved in your local cities running the threat fusion centers. And that's been admitted all over the news. Oh, the CIA is advising the threat fusion centers and has officers in every major city. That's illegal. They say, well, we better do this to keep everybody safe. You know, we've got to do this to keep you safe, America. America, the corporations that have taken over our government for at least 30 years have quietly spent hundreds of billions of your taxpayer money funding their complete and total takeover of every facet and level of society. They have been out there recruiting the preachers. They have been out there recruiting everyone. They have been slowly going and paying your preachers, now over 50,000 in the clergy response teams. We told you 2 years, 3 years before it was even mainstream news. We got the secret documents from a pastor. People couldn't believe it. I mean, how creepy and evil is that to have the government with your tax money secretly paying off 50,000+? That's the last time we got intel 3 years ago. We learned 6 years ago about this. 3 years ago was the last time the government made any admissions. It was over 50,000 preachers, and they plan to double it the next year. 50,000 preachers with the training manuals go to the FEMA camp, turn your guns in, take the inoculations when you're told. They've been federalizing police, brainwashing them, turning against us, running former federal agents for sheriff, having federal-funded think tanks that promote and promise taxpayer money to the cities and states and counties if they put certain police chiefs in place. Most of these police chiefs are intelligence operatives, not of the CIA. That's only one hat they wear. You ever seen Romancing the Stone where the evil guy, what's his name, Zero or something, and every time they see him in South America, he's wearing a new uniform? That's how real tyrannies work. They're CIA, they're FBI, they're InfraGuard, they're clergy response, they're corporate. They've got the highest security clearances. When they open up their wallet, it's just badges falling out of everything they can do. All of it illegal. All of it criminal. In the last 3 years, we've gone from George W. Bush lying and saying, we do not spy on any Americans without warrants. We only look at foreign intel with the NSA, to him being admittedly a liar, to Congress saying, okay, well, you can have limited spying without warrants if it's foreign intel coming into domestic phone lines. Again, where's my Washington Post article? I just had it here in front of me in the stack where they just come right out and says, hey, the White House proposes everything in real time, any computer records we want. You've got to turn them over to us. You've got to save all your computer records forever indefinitely. And anybody's private computer we want into, we're going to go into it under Cybersecurity Act. That's all this is. All ISPs, even down to small ISPs that have 100 customers, and all private computers will have software that tracks everything you do and censors what you can see. This makes the East German Stasi, the greatest police state on earth, look like choir boys. This is child's play, what went on in the 60s, 70s, and 80s in East Germany. That horrible fusion of the Nazis and the communists when the Soviets took over in 1945 East Germany. White House proposal would ease FBI access to records of Internet activity. The Obama administration is seeking to make it easier for the FBI to compel companies to turn over records of an individual Internet activity without a court order if agents deem the information relevant to a terrorist or intelligence investigation. What does the Violent Belligerence Act say? It says, oh, we're going to fight terrorists. And for any reason fighting terrorism, the Pentagon, the Justice Department can secretly arrest citizens and give you enhanced interrogation, that's torture, and have you disappear forever with no trial, and only an act of Congress can even find out where you are. And you don't believe me, go read the bill. I've had Ron Paul on about it and Napolitano. They've concurred with my analysis. But it says, if we think you may be a terrorist or for any intelligence purpose. And so whether it's cybersecurity, which passed out of committee, or whether it's the Violent Belligerence Act, it's all the same wording. This is all an integrated, complete takeover. And now they've got paid private mercenaries in plain clothes, including shorts and shirts, to make it look shocking to people. Grabbing people and putting them in dark blue and black vans, throwing bags over their heads. Rob Dew was in a military base, an old armory they were using as a prison, in Pittsburgh when he got arrested at the G20 for filming. The arrest is on tape. He was on a hillside filming arrest. They came up and said, come here, you're going to jail. And when he got there, he saw people being taken off trucks with bags on their heads. Now, what did you see at the G20? What did you see at the G20 in Toronto a month ago? You saw people, random activists, grabbed by men in plain clothes, throwing them into vans and bags being put over their head. They're just getting you acclimated. Get right out in front of you to see people being grabbed off the streets with bags being put over their head. You're being acclimated that, okay, the CIA puts out fake videos. What you going to do about it? Okay, the CIA runs your local police department. What you going to do about it? And they're training the police officers to lock down cities and do door-to-door gun confiscations. That's admitted in Illinois, in New York, and in Austin, Texas. And they've got military checkpoints all over the country where they tell the locals, oh, it's a drunk driving checkpoint. The Marines are helping. Or there was a shooting. Armed Marines are on the streets. This is a complete long-term strategic corporate takeover while the banks took over the states, the cities, while they got the cities to invest in derivatives, while they paid everybody off, while they got their own police chiefs and sheriffs in position. They've got their people in position. The population's waking up and getting upset. We're trying to get good sheriffs elected. We're supposed to run the country. We're the people. We're supposed to vote. We're trying to get good mayors in. We're trying to get good governors in, good legislators in. And the feds are saying, if you're for states' rights, you're a violent terrorist that wants to kill cops. See, we recognize the covert, long-term strategic takeover. Now they're bankrupting us. We always said the full takeover would happen when they instituted the Depression. We're now going into the Depression. They're now rolling all this out publicly that they quietly built over 30-plus years. I have tracked this back and told you exactly what was going on for 15 years on air. Not because I'm smart, but because I researched the information and I studied history. And let me tell you, what I saw the Soviets do in history and the Nazis and the Chi-Coms and Pol Pot is exactly what's going on, but literally 100 times more sophisticated and more patient. These globalists, when they bring America down fully, they want to make sure they win. Because if they don't win, they are going to go down. They're all in, they're committed, and none of you are safe unless you fight back. If you cower and think, well, I'll sit on the sidelines and play it safe. If you take the middle road, if you sit on the fence, if you're a spectator, that's what they're counting on. They are going to win. But if you become a leader and start speaking out at city council, calling into talk radio, exposing your local police chief as a government spook, if you start exposing the real paradigm and if other officers start speaking out and if people who understand what's happened start speaking out, and that's starting to happen. I mean, just Ron Paul, 4 months ago in a big speech said the CIA had a coup in 63. They shipped the drugs in and were completely run by the CIA. Just like a third world country being overthrown, we've been overthrown. Now, what did Chuck Baldwin say here 2 days ago? Exactly what I just said. What are all the real minds out there saying? They're finally concurring with my analysis because it's out in the open. And I don't blame some people for thinking I was a kook 15 years ago. Most people haven't read over 100 books about World War II. Most people haven't read declassified 300-page long secret dossiers on Adolf Hitler. Most people haven't read secret dossiers that have been declassified on Joe Stalin. Most people haven't read secret Pentagon dossiers on the Masonic movement in Germany and how powerful that was and how they were using it for intel. Most people didn't happen to pick up a history book when they were 12 and go, man, this is entertaining. But it was only entertaining until I was about 17, and then I started recognizing everything I'd read in history happening. Now, I recognize this from 100 miles away. This isn't 100 miles away. This is in your face. This is shoving you right now, shoving you down in your seat saying, yeah, it's a tyranny. You better not talk about America. Better not talk about the Bill of Rights. Better not talk about the founders. Better not talk about states' rights. Better not talk about not wanting government health care. Better not talk about not liking the Federal Reserve. The Army's watching you. You better not come out to a Tea Party. The Army's there with sound cannons and microwave guns. Yeah, you're being watched. We got pre-crime. Sit down and shut up. While they take the dead veterans' insurance policies, all of it, they're so confident they're in the news taking the dead vets' money.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters, thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, Into this house we're born.
There is no doubt. It is a 100% fact that incredibly corrupt megabanks that own the military-industrial complex, that control the intelligence agencies, they founded them, are in control of our society and have stolen $28 trillion from October 3rd, 2008 until January of this year. We haven't gotten new numbers in about 7 months. Bloomberg and AP reported in January $28 trillion. You can just search the term $23.7 trillion missing, bailout now $23.7 bailout now $28 trillion, and you can pull those articles up for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, they've created over $600 trillion in fake derivatives, according to the Washington Post. Our economists all concur it's over $1.5 quadrillion, and that number is 7 or 8 months old. They have created hundreds of times more money than there is assets. Okay? They did a strategic plan for 30 years, profiting with scams as they took over towards the mega scam. And I can't even believe this Bloomberg report, even though I was aware of some of it, that they take the insurance policies, $400,000, $500,000, $1 million, from the widow of dead vets. I mean, it's all here. 15-page report. I'm going to cover it later if I have time. It's 15 pages. 15 pages. And they're in there going, yes, it's illegal, but they run the regulators. No one can stop them. They changed the regulations so they could do this. I mean, they either took out insurance in people's names and kept it, or they just took people's insurance. Your husband or your son dies, and then they take the money. Does that show you how bold these people are? Does that show you how dangerous they are? Does that show you that the sky's the limit? Police, listening to me, the government is totally evil. They give you all these cover stories for why you do what you do. But you know they're teaching you that the public's dangerous and wants to kill you, and you've got to crack our heads and keep control of us and be in control of the situation. And they're saying you're not going to respond to many crimes, but you're just there to raise money and be tax collectors and revenue generators. They lie about having quotas, but now they admit, yeah, we've got quotas for money. I'm so sad that America's dying. And if there is an awakening now to just how bad it is, we've got a chance to turn the tide. But look how the bankers robbed us in the last 2 years. And then just last week passed the financial takeover bill to give the Federal Reserve total anonymity, total autonomy, total power over everything economic. Now, let's see them try to enforce it. They may have passed campaign finance reform 6 years ago, saying I, as a talk show host, can't tell you how politicians voted 6 weeks before an election. But everybody just ignores it. You know, they can claim they're God. It's kind of like the Supreme Court ruling that black people weren't humans or were three-fifths human. Black people knew they were humans, and they just said, I'm not going to let you say I'm not human. I'm tired of being your slave. And the abolitionists that were 1% of the population in 1800, by 1860s, slavery was over. They just brought in new forms of slavery, though. You've got to, when these crooks tell you, I'm going to take your pension fund, I'm going to take your insurance money, I'm going to raise taxes, I'm going to charge you for rainwater collection, I'm going to put toll roads on your existing roads. No, you stinking offshore criminal! Oh, man! It even shocks me how bold they are. We're going to break. I want to remind you this special ends Monday. You can get four copies of the Obama deception for $19.95. That's four copies, one for yourself, three to give away. The most powerful film out there exposing the globalist. Part two of it, Fall the Republic, Infowars.com. We've also got a donate button at the bottom of Infowars.com. A lot of people ask, well, I just want to say they want to donate. Well, it's at the bottom of Infowars.com on the right-hand side. Whatever you do, get the books, the videos, the T-shirts. They're all available at Infowars.com. God bless you for your support. Back in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.